This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Not trying to be cool, just trying to be in this. Tell me how you do. Can you feel where the wind is? Can you feel it through all of the windows inside this room? 'Cause I wanna touch you, baby, and I wanna feel you too. I wanna see the sunrise and your sins just me and you.
Light it up on the run. Let's make love tonight. Make it up, fall in love twice.
Like a jacket, so do yours. We would roll down the rapids to find a wave that fits. Can you feel where the wind is? Can you feel it through all of the windows inside this room?
'Cause I wanna touch you, baby. I wanna feel you too. I wanna see the sunrise. Since just me and you, light it up on the run. Let's make love tonight. Make it up for me
Good evening and welcome to Access All Areas with me, Stephen Leng. I am alone this evening. Woe is me, because Lizzie is otherwise engaged. I was supposed to be joining her afterwards to have a little party with Carol Vorderman, but sadly, I can no longer do that. So that is sad times for me. So, we've got plenty of exciting guests on the show today. The fabulous Lisa Appleton. We've had her on the show before. You'll probably best know her for her crazy antics that always end up on the Mail Online. We're going to talk to her about her new plastic surgery. She has apparently spent, well, we'll find out exactly how much, but a lot of money on revamping her body. So I'm quite excited to speak to her and find out a bit more. Also, we have on the phone Abby Holborn, who is one of the latest cast members of Geordie Shore. She is very lovely. I've had the pleasure of meeting her once before, so I'm looking forward to catching up with her. And then finally at the end, we have Matt Boyles, who, little disclaimer, is actually my new personal trainer. So he is going to be coming in to talk a bit about fitness and his ingenious idea to do a silent disco fitness workout, which I think he runs down in Clapham in South London. So yeah, it'd be good to speak to him, find out a bit more about how you can get fit, because I am currently sticking to his plan and I have lost 2 pounds. Thanks, Lissy. I'm just looking at the producer lady there. She's impressed. So yeah, it's been a big week of showbiz gossip. Well, first of all, thankfully we're here because there was no nuclear attack. So thanks for sorting that one out, Donald Trump or whatever. But yeah, today, I don't know if any of you have seen, Prince George has begun school. Very exciting times for the little one. But sadly, Kate couldn't make it to drop him off at Thomas's in Battersea because she is pregnant and very sick. This is the third time that she's had to go through this. She's had it with her previous two pregnancies. I can't remember what it's called. Some extreme version of morning sickness. So Prince William had to go drop him off at the £18,000 a year establishment. And I was looking into the kind of things that they get served food-wise. And it's quite an impressive list, to be honest. They get pan au chocolat for breakfast. They get smoked fish and puy lentils for lunch. It's really something special. But then if you're paying £18,000 a year, you'd probably expect the best, wouldn't you? Or rather, we're paying £18,000 a year, I guess. Lucky us. Anyway, so I hate the sound of my own voice and I don't like Lizzie not being here. So I'm going to play another song and then hopefully we'll be able to get our first guest, Lisa Appleton, on the phone. Let's see how that all works out.
With the right intentions, in the same bed, but it still feel long distance. Yeah, yeah. You're looking for a little more consistency, but when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my exes for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fave cologne just to get you alone.
Don't be afraid to catch feels.
Don't be afraid to catch these feels.
Ride your cup and chase through. I'm a champion lipser, bro, so okay. I don't expect any less.
Yeah, I'm genuinely starting to think that I'm not the kisser that I thought I was.
I think that you might be the problem. Because you have a problem every time someone kisses you.
I just follow the lead.
You just put your tongue in her mouth still.
I just tickle around the tip of it.
Reese just does what they do.
Then how do you kiss? If you're always leading off them, then it's not like, maybe it's not them.
That's why I'm so bad at it.
Reese's lips and technique is like just mainstream music listening, isn't it? It's just like, just do what everyone else does.
Every Wednesday, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. From 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Out of my mind, out of my mind.
Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me.
Too many times, too many times.
My love, it makes me feel like nobody else, nobody else. Don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him. Pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards.
Nowhere to turn.
No. Now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern.
I never loved.
He doesn't love me, so I tell myself. I tell myself, I do.
One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. Two, kick him out again. Free. Don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him.
Obsessed with that song, and I'm not usually my kind of vibe, but I'm really into that. So this is very exciting. I've heard she may have some bad signal, so let's test this one out. Lisa Appleton, are you there?
I'm here, and I can hear you loud and clear.
Fabulous.
Hello, baby.
How are you?
I'm amazing. I've had loads of lovely things happen to me recently.
I've seen, yes.
New look, new me, and I feel wonderful. I really do. Really,
well,
happy.
Yeah, so the last time we saw you was, it must have been a good 6 months ago or so, I think.
Yeah.
And you came into the studio, we had a bit of a laugh. Since then, things have really taken off for you. And I was, reading you've had, is it £18,000 worth of surgery?
It's actually, we'll get this right, because we've had 7, 18, but 22,000.
20?
A lower facelift, yeah.
Jeez.
Neck lift, eyelid lift, and body jet lipo on the stomach as well. So I've got a six pack, baby.
Yay! Well,
he's done such a good job, the surgeon. He's done it. It's very natural looking, so it's cosmetic surgery. It doesn't look like plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Just reversed the signs of aging.
Right.
And I've got, you know, he's not, I'd say, 15 years off me. Everyone's got that.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you, Dr. Ian Morgan. Yeah,
the pictures look amazing. You obviously, yeah, it's really worked a treat. What made you want to do this? Because it's obviously that a facelift is a big procedure.
It is, and I was awake throughout it.
Oh my God!
I'm 50 next year.
Mm-hmm.
Things start to do, gravity pulls things down.
Yeah.
And my belly was the one as well. It was just hanging over, and no matter what I did, it was very stubborn and hard area to tone up.
Yeah.
That's all toned again now. And my eyelids are droopy, especially in the morning. And my face on pictures, I was looking at myself and I could see three chins, not one, three. And I'd lost my jawline as well. And we can't lose the jawline, can we?
Well, no. Well, apparently not. No. But, I mean...
It's things like that, you know, looking at the pictures. And I've done it for myself. And I know I've been slated in the press and trolls and stuff like that for being, you know, overweight and things, and I do feel $1 million, look like a Bond girl now.
You do. Did you try to lose weight with diet and exercise? Or was this just like, no, I'm going to do this?
I was struggling because I was in and out of comfort eating, and I'd have good days and bad days.
Yeah.
Just coming out of difficult times, and mm-hmm. I was busy. I've been, you know, on the go, and
yeah,
it's very sociable, this industry too, so, and I was just finding it really hard.
Yeah.
And I think once the face has fallen, you've got to, you know, you need a little bit of surgical, you need to under the knife, you need some help.
Yeah.
And it just felt right, and the opportunity came along, and I met a great surgeon, and I really liked him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really lucky. Yeah.
And I saw in the press the other day, because you were supposed to be giving up sausages, if I remember rightly. And then I see some pictures of you dressed up like you're in Game of Thrones, eating sausages with a Jon Snow lookalike.
Well, sausages I always love sausages. Always. I have done really well. I've had a gluten-free diet for a couple of months, but I have had some sneaky sausages. Of course I have them. It's always going to be... I just love them. I've had some this morning, actually, on eating some sausages, you know, out of the tin.
Oh, my God. That is...
I'm trying, but
yeah.
I've had full breakfast, you know, recently, and I do love sausages, and they make me laugh. It's not just eating it and putting that, you know, that first bite and just the look of it, and... I love sausages. They make me laugh. They give fun in life. And it makes... When I was on this, like, photo shoot with this Snow lookalike...
Yeah.
He was laughing as well, and it just creates laughter for some reason. I think they're very funny sausages.
Fair enough. Now, this man is not your boyfriend.
No, he's not my boyfriend. No, we sort of did a bit of banter. He sort of saw me in the press.
Yeah.
About looking, you know, fancying a Jon Snow lookalike.
Mm-hmm.
And having a crush on him, and you know, he got in touch with me and said, you fancy meeting up? And I went, yeah, and we just had so much fun. I mean, we ended up climbing up trees, and I got stuck.
Oh my God, of course you did.
You really climbed a tree, yeah, and I just froze at the top. And he was a real gentleman, but it was like COVID, the whole photo shoot and stuff, and picnic and everything.
Mm.
It was great. And we had a laugh, and
so there was no romance involved there?
No romance, just some fun.
Okay. And how is the love life?
It's non-existent at the minute.
Oh, really?
I think I'm making it clear I'm sort of on the hunt now.
Right.
What? <I'll help him. laughs>
Who have you got your eyes on?
I've got lots of people asking me out on the social media.
Oh, really?
People asking me out, yeah.
What about old Scotty T? If I remember rightly, Scotty T from Geordie Shore was after you for a while.
That wasn't he? Yeah, he's not been in touch for ages, cheeky monkey.
Maybe you should send him some pictures now you've got your new body.
Yes, I think I should take him for a picnic, and he needs a good sausage, doesn't he? He's already said I can have his sausage.
I thought it was you that needed a good sausage.
Everyone needs a good sausage.
Honestly, what is
life? I'm feeling really well, and I'm happy. I'm going LA. My initials Steve.
Yeah.
Is Lisa Appleton, LA. In LA, he's going LA in a week.
So what are you doing out there?
I am buzzing.
What are you doing?
I just can't believe what's happening. There's quite a few things going on. So I've got meetings over there.
Mm.
And there's people interested in meeting me and looking forward to meeting me. Do you think LA is going to love me?
To do what, though? What are you going to do? Are we going to see some crazy photo shoots by the Hollywood sign and...
No doubt, yeah. I've got a couple of things lined up and places that I've always wanted to visit with Ryan Mira. He's my PR manager. I love him to bits. I'm going with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we have got quite a busy week, but a lot of it's going to be, you know, dream come true, you know, our holiday and doing bits. But we've got some proper big meetings.
Wow.
And it's going to be big, you know, big brands and different people.
But what are you modelling?
Exciting.
What... Do you know what it's about?
Yes, I've got a couple of, I know what it's about, but I can't say.
Oh, okay, I see.
But it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, so, definitely.
I can't wait, that plane's going to be, LA's going to rock. They're going to know I'm there.
Have you ever been before?
I've got a convertible car for the week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we've been invited and going to all the best haunts over there. We're going to be took there.
Wow.
And obviously... I know people, my agent does, Ryan does, and I've got friends over there as well.
Wow.
So we'll have a taste of LA, so LA's going LA.
Is Britain going to lose you?
Never know.
Are you going to end up living over there?
Who knows, because it's, you know, I was in Warrington, you know, to think last year I was in the council flat.
Mm-hmm.
on benefits, housing benefit, and now I'm like a year later, I mean, going LA and... I spend a lot of time in Wales and my life's just changed, but I do believe in positive thinking and manifesting what you're... I love lots of interesting adventures and things. And it's time to see the world.
Yeah.
It's time for the world to meet Lisa, isn't it?
It certainly is.
And I bet there's a sausage over there for you.
I have no doubt, Lisa, there will be plenty of sausages for you. So when is that?
I'm going on the week on Monday.
Right, okay. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely hyper. And I've got, so like I said, I've got some proper meetings set up. And I'm also, it's in 50 next year on 22nd of May.
Mm.
And I've got this vision of me having the perfect figure again, being, you know, like a little bodybuilder like I used to be, and going and entering a competition. So
really?
Yeah, I mean, talks of documentaries about them following me.
Okay.
Doing this... turning back into a bodybuilder and going to a show. So
wow.
And I've got meetings with sponsorship people as well.
That's amazing. Well, I can't wait to see what happens, and best of luck to you. I'm sure we'll be seeing plenty of pictures. So
yes, definitely.
Very exciting. Next time you're in London, you must come into the studio again, because we enjoyed having you in last time.
Oh yeah, I had a night last time.
We really did.
How's Lizzie?
She's good. She's with Carol Vorderman this evening, so she couldn't be on the show, sadly.
Oh, bless her. She's lovely.
She is.
Much fun with you.
Yeah.
I'll definitely pop in.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait. And yeah, have an amazing time in LA.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Bye.
was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends, and tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid. Buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes, one works down by the coast, one had two kids but lives alone, one's brother overdosed, one's already on his second wife, one's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home, and I'm on my own. Still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers, and I miss the way.
Of Ed Sheeran there. Now we have our next guest. I mean, we are just ploughing through them this evening. We have our next guest, Geordie Shore's Abby Holborn on the phone. Hello, Abby, you there?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. I was having a look around to see what you've been up to recently, and then I saw these pictures of you snogging one of your castmates come up. And it's a girl castmate, which was a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, what's going on there?
Do you know what it was? I think it was just, it was all a laugh. Like, obviously, I'm not bisexual or anything like that. But you know what girls are like when they're drunk? And it was just a big, drunken, friendly little kiss.
Well, she's got form on that, hasn't she? I mean, she's definitely kissed a lot of girls before.
Yeah.
I think yeah, you're just one on the bedpost for her.
Oh yeah, but it was all a laugh.
Yeah. So you this is season 15 of Geordie Shore, yeah, isn't it? And this is only your second season.
Second series, yeah.
And how was it? It must, because obviously in the first one, it wasn't really a guarantee that you were going to come back, right? So
yeah,
how
yeah.
does it feel now to be like an established kind of cast member?
Honestly, like when I first was going in the house to Team 15, and I think I was more nervous than the first time, because I knew that I'd be by myself, and you know, there wasn't any other new people anymore to fall back on, and I was really nervous. But I've got to say, it was like a completely different experience to when I was first in the house, because this time around I was experienced what it was like to just be in the Geordie Shore house, you know, normal way of life, yeah, and stuff. And I really got to see like the aspect of what it was like and what the family's like. So it was really, really good experience.
And were people a bit more, I know there was some drama in the last series when you guys all first came on, were people a bit more accepting of you now that you're permanent?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the girls and the boys in the house, and they really accepted us. And this time round, they proper made us feel welcome. And I like did proper feel like I was part of the house and I was part of the family. So it was completely different. And I feel like this time round, like the girls and stuff really opened up to us, because they knew that I was staying. So it was completely different. I think when you watch, you know, if you do watch it, then you'll be able to see that.
Yeah, definitely. I think, it wasn't the easiest of rides, was it, when you first came in? What was kind of the hardest experience when you filmed your first series?
I think the hardest thing was knowing that you've gone through all of that, all through, like the tears and the tantrums, and to know that it's over and that you wouldn't be like, I'm being in the house and oh God, like it was hard, but it was again the most amazing thing I've ever done, mm-hmm, to like experience it. And I thought, God, if I've come out of here and I'm not allowed to come back in and never be able to do it again, it would be like really upsetting, because you've gone through all of that, you know, to know that you won't be able to go back in.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine it must be a tough time, but you're in now, so it's all good.
Yeah.
And you also seem to have had, I remember the last time we spoke, there'd been some jokes made about your makeup techniques.
Yeah.
Well, you seem to have had a bit of a makeover. It seems like all the girls that join Geordie Shore start off one way and then have this kind of incredible glamorous makeover. What happened? Yeah. How did that come about?
I think all it was I'm just like, well, I'm 20 now, but when I first started, I was a normal 19-year-old girl going out, and in like my town, not everyone does, but that's how mainly people dress, the way people look. So I thought that was okay. I thought, this is what I like. And then I think people don't realise that what I thought anyway looked good. So when I watched myself back in series 14, I was like, oh my God, even some of the back, because it airs like maybe 4 months later, and like everything always changes with me. So I was watching, I thought, oh, I don't like that, what I had on. And then I realise, obviously, what looks good and what doesn't. So when you watch yourself back, and then I think, I'll roll for next time, you know, how to do my makeup, how to do my hair, you know, because even everything changes, like fashion sense and everything. So mm-hmm. I just think when you watch yourself back, you realise and think, oh, God, that doesn't look good, I won't do that again.
Well, you know, lesson learned. And who was it that called you out? Was it Gaz?
Yeah.
I mean, you must have been really pretty annoyed at him at the time. Or did you find it funny?
To be honest, it was a bit of both. I was annoyed because I thought, in one aspect, like, Gaz is, what, this man that, you know, that's been in it for years, mm-hmm. He's a new girl coming in, never been on TV before, never done anything like that. And the fact that he could do that to someone, like, I think I'm quite hard-skinned, so I can take it, you know what I mean? But I think if it was anyone else, like, to be in every single paper, magazine, all over the internet, being slated, like, it could have really, really, you know, damaged someone. And I mean, it was upsetting, but I just thought, you know, everyone makes mistakes. I'm probably going to make a lot more, so I may as well just take it on the chin.
Is that how you feel? Because with Geordie Shore, the whole point of Geordie Shore is basically is you lot all getting wasted and doing silly things. Is that quite hard to, like, look back on? Because I guess sometimes things have been filmed and you may have forgotten what's happened.
Oh, loads. I mean, I watched it on Tuesday and I remember coming in, like, I was just falling over and stuff. But I just thought, well,
you know, I felt like I'd do that on the outside anyway. Sometimes I do cringe a little bit, but I thought, well, I'm doing probably just what other people do anyway. Maybe not to the extent, but in a sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you may as well do it on television and earn some money out of it, you know. That's the best way.
Yeah. I think everyone's completely different. Some people may get really embarrassed over it. Some may just think of it as a laugh. So I think it just depends on the type of person that you are.
Yeah. Who would you say is your kind of best friend in the house?
I'd say in the house, I'd probably say Chloe or Nathan.
Oh, yeah.
Near my age, and, you know, we can just have a pot of laughing. That, you know, saying banter and stuff. I got on with them really well.
Yeah, although Chloe does have sometimes a bit of a reputation, she can kick off quite easily, can't she?
Yeah.
How is that to be around?
I mean, it was like hard to get used to seeing stuff, but I mean, if it's your friend kicking off, you'll just do what you can to calm them down. And if ever a time she was upset, I would just make sure I was there for things she was all right. But sometimes I wasn't, if she did kick off, I wasn't right there in that moment to see it. But whenever right. she was, I was trying to make sure that she was all right. And she soon calmed down.
Yeah. How is the old love life coming on?
Well, to be honest, it's a bit dry at the minute. I think at this moment in my life right now, I just think I'm just going to concentrate on Geordie Shaw and what I'm doing. And I just think if something comes along, then I'll take it. But at the minute, I'm just happy just being single and just focusing on Geordie.
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree with you. You should definitely enjoy this time.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is going to be something that you'll want to keep doing forever? You'll always want to be on reality shows now?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, you never know what will happen in the future, but in a perfect world, I would love to, you know, stay on Geordie until it's on, and then hopefully I'd like to go on other TV, but you never know.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? It's a tough business,
yeah.
So I guess we'll wait and see.
Definitely.
Well, Abby, thanks so much for speaking to us this evening. When is the show on?
It's on at the moment. Series 15 is on at the minute, every Tuesday.
Tuesday, that's it. Great.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, make sure to check it out. Thanks so much, Abby.
Thank you. See ya.
Cheers. Bye. What a lovely lady. I'm feeling a bit of the Saturdays now, and then we're going to get our final guest, Matt, in the studio.
Well, in come the thing them called Sean DePaul, alongside the Saturdays. Ba-dang, ba-dang, ba-dang.
Oh, why are we all waiting so long? I'm suffocating.
Oh, why? Waiting so long, I'm suffocating.
Boy, it's now or never. Time we got together. Been a long time coming. Now I need that loving. I like the way you tease me. But let's just make this easy. Put me in control. We could switch roles
and I'll take the lead. You're so far behind me. You know what I need. I'm not gonna stop. Whatever the weather, we gon' be better together. So what's up?
Ready if you gonna give me this love, my girl.
I've been watching and waiting. Why don't you give it and take it? So what's up, baby? What about us? What you doing to my head?
Nah, 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 nah.
Should be here with me instead.
Nah, 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 nah.
What about those words you said?
Nah, 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 nah.
What about us? What about us?
Oh, why are we all waiting so long? I'm suffocating. Can do,
cause we can do it nightly.
You get me excited. Now it's my turn.
Yes, it's my turn, so give it to me. But why are we waiting? I know what you need, and I'm not gonna stop. Whatever the weather, we gon' be better together. So what's up, baby? What about us?
Ready if you gon' give me this love, my girl.
I've been watching and waiting. Why don't you give it and take it? So what's up?
Nah, 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 nah.
What about those words
me tell you, just believe. Girl, you know my feeling is real. Let me show you right now what's the deal. Make we get this relationship. Give it the thing, make you feel alright. Yeah. Give it a touch, tell me how you like. I'm gonna keep you satisfied. Girl, if you give me all tonight, why are we waiting? Deliberating, anticipating. Girl, if you give me this night, alright. Time is still wasting. So long it's taking. Dreams we've been chasing. Girl, if you give me this night.
What you doing to my heart?
We have our final guest, Matt Boyles, in the studio.
Hi.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'm very pleased to have you in. Move a bit closer to the
microphone,
please.
Sorry. Hi, everyone.
It's good I can tell you to do these things. I gave a little disclaimer at the beginning of the show. You're actually helping me at the moment.
Yes.
Shift some pounds.
Yeah.
Can you tell people a bit about what it is that you're doing? Because it is quite like a new idea, isn't it?
Yes. So I've been a personal trainer for 5 years, working face to face with people in the parks of Southwest London, sort of working outdoors. And then I'm quite busy at the moment, which is great, but I've only got a certain amount of hours in the day and week to see people. So I've been developing an online program as well, where it's, you might say, better value, lower cost. It's more accessible, but you don't get my time, but you get my expertise.
Yeah.
However, these programs out there are 10 a penny. There's loads of them. Oh, you know, sign up to my program, you'll lose this, blah, blah, blah. But what I realized, because I got into meditation this summer. No, come back. I'm not a hippie. And because you say that word and people are like,
yeah,
curl up into a ball. Let's call it exercise for your brain. Well, mm-hmm. That's even worse.
Okay.
Isn't it?
No, I like it.
So basically, I started just doing a bit of or mindfulness, some people call it, sitting quietly, close my eyes for 5 minutes, literally 5 minutes, and focusing on my breathing, in and out, trying to keep my clear my thoughts, just for even just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And after about a week of doing that, I started to notice I was feeling just more capable, and that's the best way to describe it. More capable, things bothered me less anxiety, just could crack on with stuff.
Is it really that simple, though?
Honestly, it's that simple. I'm not saying it's the be-all and end-all and going to cure every mental health issue in the world, but I really think if more people were able to try this and build this into their life, even just 5 minutes a day, it would help them.
Yeah.
And what I realized then was, in addition to my expert personal training and nutrition skills, which I have as part of this online program, I want to encourage people to look after themselves inside as well. And if they're happier inside, yeah, I still want them to work out and work in their body, because you want a strong body for life, but you're going to feel better with who you are anyway.
Yeah.
The more sort of at peace you are with yourself. So this online program is called Fitter Confident You. That's fitterconfidentyou.net if you want to know more. And in addition, so we do a consultation in addition, which we've done already. So Stephen's guinea pigging this for me, but I know it works. It's just great to have people doing like testimonials and videos, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So in addition to the workouts and the nutrition, you get this meditation guide, and you also get weekly check-ins with me as well over a 6 week period.
Mm-hmm. And it's working.
And it's working.
So in my first week, I have lost 2 pounds.
£2 is a fantastic start.
May have put it back on because I did drink a lot last night. And you did tell me not to drink wine. But it was free, and I just don't know what to do in those situations.
You can drink wine. It's all about staying within your parameters that I give you.
Yes.
You can make it work. You can eat ice cream if you want. You can eat pizza. You just have to track your foods, use MyFitnessPal, and it works.
Yeah, which is actually a lot easier than I thought. So I've tried to use MyFitnessPal before and just got bored of it and kind of, because I didn't have kind of a goal in mind.
Exactly.
It was just like, oh, I'm just going to see what. And actually, it ended up like, oh, I'm eating like 3,000 calories a day. I don't want to see this every day.
I don't want to know this.
Yeah, but no, it's been really good. And I think you told me to restrict my calories to 1,900 a day.
Yeah.
And I'm doing that.
And you're not hungry?
I'm not hungry,
you're
no.
You're eating good food?
Yeah, yeah.
And it works.
Apart from today.
Well, you know, so
last night and today has been...
Life's a busy old thing.
Yes, but I have... I'm going a little trip away to Austria tomorrow for 3 days. When I come back from that, I am going dry for a month. So
brilliant.
I think that will definitely help me. And it makes a big difference. because it being drinking changes the choices that you make.
Of course.
When you're sober.
Yes. So. We've all been there. Oh, we should have a kebab.
Yeah, why exactly.
It also, just to be boring and scientific, slows down your metabolism. So your body doesn't work as efficiently the next day.
Right.
Also, you might not feel like going to the gym the next day.
Exactly.
So it has all these knock-on effects.
No, and that's...
And even though it is delicious and fun.
And
I shouldn't say that.
Herein lies the problem, yeah. No, but I think that's the nice... Your approach to personal training is not... the traditional aggressive kind that you get, which I've had before, which can work as well.
I'm more carrot as opposed to stick.
Yes, you're not beating people into submission. No, it definitely works. But this isn't the only thing that you do.
No,
you also do.
So you might have seen people in headphones exercising in parks up and down the country and even abroad. So I run another company called Wireless Fitness with my friend and business partner, Dom, who is listening.
And hi, Dom.
What it is silent disco fitness. So with our equipment, you can run your fitness classes in any location without disturbing anyone nearby. Mm-hmm. So we sell it to gyms. We sell it to bootcamp instructors who want to add music to their classes. Because if you just go down out into the park and put a stereo down... the council will shut you down instantly.
Oh,
and
really?
I know because I tried. Yeah, they have really strict noise pollution rules. That was why we had to invent wireless fitness.
I see.
Because
you got arrested.
Yeah. Brush that under the rug, but yes. So public nuisance aside, we decided to set up a company called Wireless Fitness. And now, so we sell... If you've been to a silent disco, you know how it works.
Yep.
But it's better than that because we built a microphone into it. So the instructor can wear the transmitter, send the music to the people wearing the headphones, but also speak to them at the same time.
Right. So they're not just listening to Kylie in their headphones.
No, as good as that is, you get Kylie and you get me telling you to do squats because I also run a class with it twice a week.
So yeah, exactly. How does that work? Do you set like a playlist where it's one of those like BPM playlists? Where
I'd love to say I'm that scientific. No, I do it on the music that I like. So last week was an hour of Madonna. Yeah, I know.
Fab.
Amazing. You don't get that with Zumba.
I'm actually going to play her after this interview.
Amazing. It's like it was planned. And so basically, so it's on the bandstand of Clapham Common, Monday evening, 7 p.m., Friday mornings, 9:30 a.m. for the mums. turn up, I give you a pair of my wireless headphones, I've prepared the workout and the playlist, and then press play and start speaking. And only the people in the headphones hear my voice. So, and it works really well if, because I'm really good at it now, because I've done it lots, where... you set these exercises specifically to what's happening in the song. So say in the intro and the verse, you might be doing squats. And then when the music changes, you know you're then going to change to sit-ups or lie cycles or press-ups or something.
Right.
So there's clear definition and people know like, oh, I'm only going to do this for like the next 30 seconds while Madonna's wanging on about something. And then in the chorus, when the beat drops, I'm going to go into sprints or something.
Okay.
So it portions it up. And it really, people like it because it doesn't feel like exercise. Because you've got, A, you've got my terrible banter. B, you've got my amazing playlist, which I send out to everyone each week as well.
Okay.
So they can relive it in their kitchens.
Oh, how lovely. How did you... personally get into fitness? What inspired you?
I'd always been a bit fit and sort of ran a bit at school, university, did bits and bobs, nothing particularly, and then fell into working in marketing for 9 years, which I kind of liked but never loved, but I liked the people I was with, which is why I stayed in marketing for 9 years.
Right.
But I had a brainwave one lunchtime. What would pay me to be fit and healthy? Oh, I could try being a personal trainer. Literally that. And then...
job done.
Did the exams on the slide, didn't tell anyone. And then the more I did it, like, more took more exams, the more I learnt and studied, the more I loved it. And then was able to go part-time, which was brilliant. So I was building up my client base while still having some money coming in each month with a bit of regular work at the agency, which was amazing. And I'm still very grateful for that. And then when I had enough clients, went full-time. And that was like 4 years ago. And now I'm my own boss.
I imagine that's the best bit, right?
Yeah.
Because...
that's why I can go on holiday whenever I want. Kind of. No, that's not true, because I don't want to like leave people in the lurch. But I don't need to ask anyone to take an afternoon off,
permission.
For example.
Yes, exactly. That must be very nice, I can imagine.
It is.
Is it, for someone like me who was kind of stop-started throughout my whole life, and there's no real getting around it, I very slowly gained weight.
Yeah.
It's not been like an overnight thing, do you know what I mean? How do you get someone who's like in that position and try and change the way they think?
Bit by bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you give them small changes to make. So even if someone just listening now and they just want to start thinking about their health and fitness and mindset, I would say take on maybe one or two challenges a week. So for example, try and drink more water. Something as simple as that. Mm. Maybe take a multivitamin. Maybe go for a walk around the block if you're really just starting out. Small things. If you suddenly go, yeah, I'm going to get up at 6:30 every day and I'm going to work out 7 times a week, it's not going to happen because it's too big of a goal. Break it down into chunks. Start having eggs for breakfast 3 times a week, something like that. Just small extra protein. Walk a bit more. Bit of water. Try work on your sleep. Lots of small changes, which actually, in the same way that small changes built up to you putting on weight over time, small changes build up to you losing weight and getting more fit and better and feeling better over time.
Yeah, and that's the weird thing. Last year I got a trainer, I think I told you, in September for a month.
Right.
And I learned how to use the gym because I'd been going to the gym for a long time, but not really knowing what I was ever doing, like, you know, like pulling things. And I just didn't know how things worked.
Yeah.
And that really did help me because I had no idea, but I couldn't afford to pay for them anymore. So I had to stop. But then when I changed jobs, I lost my gym that I was doing all my free weights in. And, you know, I had seen such a difference in that time. Mm. And then it all just disappeared, you know, like, and slowly my body's changed again, and you know.
But we're working on it now.
We're working on it now.
And a fitter, confident you.
Yay, well done.
Crowbar.
No, and it is working. So I think that's that's the real nice thing about it.
Good.
It's very exciting. So you do twice a week, did you say you do the fitness?
Yeah, the class. The wireless classes, fitness class. Yes, so Monday evening, 7 p.m, Friday morning, 9:30 a.m. on Clapham Common.
Right.
And then I do personal training with clients face-to-face a bit of group stuff with, I train some companies. And then I also
you go into offices. I saw something about this, right? You went into some office. When it's a situation like that, are some people a bit like, oh God, I don't wanna, why am I doing this?
I think some offices may well be like that. I'm lucky that I found one fairly early on in my PT career who were looking for a personal trainer. They've got a private gym in their office, and they've also got a lovely green park just outside. So and I gave people the option, so they also get it a bit subsidized as well, so they can sign up, they do sessions with me as a group, and then some are outside, some are inside. And so actually I've got people who want to be there, and it's great. And I've been with them for 3.5 years, and they've all dramatically changed body shape. And
really?
Like, well, the ones that stayed there, obviously. The ones that we don't talk about, the mutineers.
But fair enough.
But it's great having that relationship over that period of time.
Yeah. Well, and if you're making progress, then, you know, of course.
Yeah.
Excellent. So one last time, what's the website?
Fitterconfidentyou.net. That's Y-O-U, not a trendy just letter.
Oh, got it. And also on there, you've got your is it like a 12-minute workout thing you do?
Well, that's on my main website, which is just fitteryou.net.
Right,
but they're all connected, so if you find one, you'll find the other. Yeah, so if you go to fitteryou.net and click on 12-minute fix, which is my unique 12-minute workout, you can just, there are some videos of there of me, you can follow along. And
they're very good.
Get fit in record time.
They're very good, and they cause me immense pain the next day. But that's the whole point.
It's Matt, part of the point.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a real pleasure having
you
in.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks everyone for listening. I will be back next week with Lizzie, hopefully, providing she doesn't have some red carpet glamorous thing to go to. But until then, here's a bit of Madonna. Bye, everyone.